Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 22 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 22nd is: if you won a contest to provide a comfortable salary and lifestyle as long as you spent your life helping as many people as possible, what format and platform would you use to help people? Describe how you would live your life and how you would feel. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success: lead by serving. Do you like helping people? Do you like doing things to help improve the lives of others? If you are already a teacher or a coach, my guess is that helping others is at least a small part of your motivation, if not a large part of it. But sometimes our motivation to serve gets lost in the fray. Let's look at the example of Glenn Holland, the main character of the 1995 film Mr. Holland's Opus. Holland is a man with a grand vision, someone who will compose a great opus one day. This will give him the salary and the notoriety to create the lifestyle he desires. But when financial difficulties sidetrack his plan, he takes a teaching job to pay the bills on what he thinks will be a temporary basis. But 30 years later, he's still teaching, at least until budget cuts remove his high school music classes. And he always seemed to have something missing from his life: the fulfillment of his vision to compose his opus that would one day make him rich and famous. So when the people Mr. Holland has impacted throughout his tenure surprise him with a performance of the opus he had written so long ago, he's overwhelmed. And as one of his former students, who had gone on to become the governor of Oregon, says, Mr. Holland's students, and all of the people he had impacted throughout his career, a career that was only supposed to be temporary until he could do what he was really called to do, all of those people are his opus. They are the music he created. Their lives are the performance of the notes and melodies he composed. So at the end of his career, if he could go back and do it all over again, what would Mr. Holland choose? Would he choose the pursuit of riches and fame through composing music? Or would he choose a career of service and fulfillment by helping compose the lives of others? And this is why we need to remember that our vision should not necessarily be so anchored to a destination, but rather who we want to become. Because if we have an internal vision of helping and serving others, and we take action to do that, then it can lead us to an external destination that is far greater than we could ever imagine. So how about you? Are the internal riches and fulfillment of making a difference in the lives of others through service worth it? Would you be more motivated to continue serving, knowing there was a party honoring you waiting at the end of your career? Unfortunately, I can't guarantee that you will get the honor and recognition that Mr. Holland did from his former students, but I can guarantee that you can gain the same internal wealth from a life of service. Thank you for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast. And I'd like to take the time to thank all of you who have been listening. This podcast is just over a week old, and we already have listeners in 8 different countries around the world. So thank you. And if you'd like some more information on the 12 fundamentals of success that we refer to, what they are, which ones are paired together, what's the difference between inside fundamentals and outside fundamentals, then please go back and check out our first 12 episodes, which are an introduction to the 1% leadership philosophy, what success really looks like, and the 12 fundamentals of success. And if you'd like to help us out, the best way to do that is to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. The podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. And if you can, leave a rating and review. You can also sign up to join our mailing list on our website. We appreciate your support and keep writing your own story. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.